Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our summer Bible reading plan, which coincides with our summer sermon series, Surprised by God. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Rebecca Thompson. The scripture is Jonah chapter 1 verses 1 through 7 and chapter 3 verses 1 through 10 and Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 through 9. If you haven't already done so, we suggest that you pause the podcast, read the scripture, and come back for the reflection. During my first 2 years of college, I worked at a camp in North Carolina for individuals with autism. It was small, had ties with my home church, and was reasonably close to home. I loved working there and formed incredible friendships with my coworkers. During junior year of college, I was making plans to go back for my third summer. I had let my director know that I was planning on coming back and had filled out half the application. Though I had my plans, a camp in Indiana kept popping up in my life. Each time it came up, I glossed over it because I already had a great place to work. Plus, this Indiana camp was much bigger, much further from home, and incorporated a wide variety of special populations I was not familiar with. In January of that school year, my home church had a select a star on the way out of the first service of the year. On it was a guiding light word for the coming year. It was to guide our lives as the star had guided the wise men to Jesus. My word? Courage. The closer I got to submitting my application for my third summer in North Carolina, the more often the thought of this other camp popped into my head. Despite a vague, nagging feeling, I continued convincing myself that I was not changing my mind. Then one day I looked up and saw my star. Courage. In that moment, I opened my computer and completed an application for Indiana. In the coming weeks, it was as though puzzle pieces were falling into place in the process of setting out on this new journey. I had one of the most incredible experiences of my life, serving as a counselor that summer, and learned many things that I was able to carry with me into my future internships and jobs. In today's reading, Jonah ran from God's call after being commanded to go to Nineveh. It was only after God's persistence and a second command that Jonah followed God's instructions and was able to experience God's abounding love for everyone, no matter their background. It was only after accepting God's nudges that I had the opportunity to see how deeply love transforms lives. I was in a place where children and adults got a chance to escape the world that can be so harsh and unforgiving and come to be loved just as they are. Preceding our passage from Joshua, the Israelites had been wandering in the desert for 40 years. Though I'm sure it was not an ideal lifestyle, I can only imagine they were familiar with it and comfortable in their routines. God then calls them to make a big change, telling Joshua of their new path and ensuring him that he is equipped with all he requires to succeed. He needed only to be strong and courageous for God's plan to fall into place. I was surprised by God's reminder of his command to be courageous, and it was through this command that my experience was possible. Being strong and having courage allowed me to step out of my comfort zone and into a world of unknowns that ultimately equipped me for my future. God gives us commands to follow in our lives, and by listening to them, his greater plans will come to fruition. You might not hear God's voice calling out those commands as Jonah and Joshua did. You might find them in something as small as a little paper star. But with them, through us, God is able to do big things. Let us pray. Dear God, help us keep open eyes and open hearts so that we might be ready to receive your commands as they come to us, no matter what form they are in. Let us run to you instead of away from you, so that your work may be done in and through us. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with daily devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Surprised by God. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.